You're listening to SBS News.
The education system in Australia is looking for the right answers to a serious writing problem. A study conducted by the Australian Education Research Organisation indicates many students start struggling in year three. Nathaniel Swain is a primary school teacher in Melbourne, and he says the results show a clear pattern.
So many students come to a bit of a bottleneck with their learning. I think that's what this report is really showing us, that they haven't progressed since year three, some of these year nine or year seven writers. And we need to understand why that's the case and what instruction could have been provided earlier and what can be provided right now.
High-achieving students weren't immune either, with performance levels halving in some writing areas. 85% of Year 9 students were writing sentences at or below Year 7 standard. The majority of Year 9 students' punctuation was at the same level expected of Year 3 students. The NAPLAN results between 2011 and 2018 show writing skills have fallen in all areas apart from spelling. Jenny Donovan is the CEO of the Australian Education Research Organisation. She says teachers must learn how to instruct children how to write while undergoing their teacher training.
It needs to be very clear to teachers that one of the things they will be expected to do, regardless of what subject they're teaching, is teach students how to write. And if teachers can learn how to do that well in their training, then we don't have a situation where we're having to fill in the gaps of the teacher's own knowledge before we can get the right outcomes for our students.
Federal Education Minister Jason Clare says he will prioritise fixing the writing issue, but says it can't be solved overnight. Mr. Clare says teachers aren't being given enough support in terms of lesson preparation time.
The typical teacher is spending 6 hours a week developing their own lesson plans. Some teachers a lot more than that. And why are they doing that? Well, because only 15% of teachers across the country have curriculum materials provided to them by their school.
More teachers are currently choosing to leave the industry than enter it. One reason for that was revealed by the Grattan Institute this week. The study recommended teachers are given better access to a suite of comprehensive, quality curriculum materials that they can choose to use and adapt as required. Jordana Hunter was one of the authors of the Grattan report, and she says if this material isn't made available, teacher workloads will become increasingly harder to sustain.
Something has to give, and what is giving, unfortunately, I think, is sometimes the quality of those lessons, because even the hardest working teacher does not have the time to build those lessons from scratch. And also, I think, teachers' sanity. So they are reporting a lot of stress and burnout. And I think the way we are supporting or not supporting teachers with curriculum implementation is contributing to that.
Mr. Swain says he's aware of teachers resorting to taking shortcuts in preparing for lessons, and that may not be in the children's best interest.
It's certainly very overwhelming for some teachers to know what to teach from day to day. And as a result, they might look up a lot of their materials from Pinterest or TikTok even these days. And it's questionable whether those materials that are available are actually the highest quality.
Teachers at disadvantaged schools reported the lowest levels of access to a bank of curriculum materials. John Baldock, SBS News.